iHeart Communities, thank you so much for listening as we welcome our pet correspondent back on the line. It's Sherry DeGenova, our animal control officer and animal expert. Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Renee. How are you?
Excellent. All right, so we're headed into the summer months. We're here. It's been very hot. It's going to get hotter. We have a lot of things to cover today, both as far as hot car safety, adoption, knowing your breed, vaccinations, flea and tick care, and lost pets. We have so much to talk about. We're going to try to fit it all in. Sherry, you're on the streets. You see things at a level that most people don't when it comes to missing and lost dogs or people, you know, sorry to say, even dumping at shelters.
Let's talk about the thing that is most important right now as we're coming into the warmer months, dogs and cars. We're already getting the calls. I'm getting calls, other ACOs in various towns. You don't need to bring your dog when you go to the mall, okay? We're already seeing that. You don't need to bring your dog when you're going to the grocery store. There's no reason for it. It's cruelty to animals. If it's 60 degrees and over, it's too hot. A dog can heat up so quickly in a car. People don't realize, well, I have the window down. Well, here, get inside the car. Let me see how it feels for you. You know, that's what people need to do. It's insanity. There's no reason for it. There's so much information out there about the dangers of bringing your pets in your car.
And there's also a fine, and you can be charged with animal cruelty. Let's just not forget.
You can be charged with animal cruelty. You can be arrested.
So just think about that, and you make a great point. You know, sometimes I think, you know, I know I don't humanize my son, Luciano, my dog son, at all. But I think a lot of times people feel, oh, I just want to get him out of the house. Oh, they want to come with me. But no, actually, they want to stay safe where they are and cool. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times we mirror our feelings. Like we feel bad leaving our pets home or not when they're just fine. It's us, and we need to pay attention to that. And I think it can even be generational. A lot of people, you know, get a little offended.
I don't know, Renee. It's just it's out there.
Yeah.
It's such a bad thing to do. There is no excuse. And it's as bad as keeping your dog tied outside. Be smart. If it's hot for you, it's even hotter for them. Keep your animals inside. Use your head. Be smart. You want to do it to your children, don't do it to your animal.
Can you talk a little bit about that, Cher? Because there's also fines for tethering your animals outside. Now, there are exceptions. Basically, there are rules to follow. And a lot of people do have ties for their dog outside and they're thinking, well, geez, I have my dog outside. We're not talking about the responsible pet owner. We're talking about the owners that tie their dogs outside, direct sun, no water. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Because
you can be fined for that.
That is what we're talking about. I get so much backlash. Well, I put my dog outside. Okay, you're a responsible pet owner. Your dog's not out there for 8, 12 hours. Your dog doesn't live 24/7 in the sun with no shelter, no water, on a heavy chain, you know, with variables where, you know, the dog can jump over the fence or the dog can hang itself somehow. So, you know, we're not talking about the good dog owners. We're talking or the responsible dog owners. We're talking about the people that just tie their dogs out and leave them. I mean, I recently came across a case where there was three dogs chained up with heavy tow chains. One tow chain, 25 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yep. And we don't know who owns them. Thank goodness, because they would be arrested, right? But, you know, that's a perfect example. That's just, you know, tow chains are used to tow cars, not to wrap around your dog's neck. It's just, there's no reason for it. There's no, we don't live in the 40s and 50s where you're not educated. People are educated. There's stuff all on TV. There's stuff online. There's stuff in the paper. There's no need to still see the stuff that we see. And as you could tell in my voice, I'm so frustrated. I've been doing this for 25 years, and I still see the same insanity.
Right.
Why?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we have to protect people and pets.
We need to be the voice, and we need to be the voice. I commend those people who call me and say, hey, I see it. I don't know. Let me make a decision. Let me be the one to say, this is a dangerous situation, or this is okay. See something, say something. That is what we need, all those eyes. We need society to step up. You could do it anonymous. You don't have to leave your name and number. You know, most officers want to help the animal. They don't want to see an animal die. They don't want to see an animal get injured. So see something, say something. Me and you both are big on that.
Absolutely. And we're seeing a lot across Connecticut, and I can hear it in your voice, Sherry. And that leads me to something else. And I think a lot of people don't realize what happens when there's a lot of adoption events and when there's a lot of people, you know, that maybe aren't prepared to have the animal that they chose in their home, whether it be a cat or a dog or even a guinea pig. You have to have the right home, even the finances and wherewithal to be able to take care of the pet you have. Like my mom, she needs a smaller dog. She loves animals, but her lifestyle needs a calmer dog. If you live in an apartment or a condo, they may have size and rules. If you live someplace where you're renting, they may have agreements where you can't have a pet over a certain size or a type of dog. And then if you get it, then you have to, you know, get rid of the dog. And then it goes back to the animal control officers or the shelters in Connecticut. And sometimes animals get dumped. Yep. So tell me a little bit about that.
I am huge on, I will talk a person out of adopting a pet if I don't feel it's a good fit. I will tell somebody point blank, nope, this is not the dog for you. You know, recently we're seeing a ton of huskies come through the shelter. Why? Because people are getting this breed. They don't understand the breed. This is not a dog you can just like let out in your backyard where you have a 3-foot fence. These dogs are runners. They're jumpers. They're climbers. They're diggers. They are dogs that need a lot of exercise. They're a breed not for just anybody. So when I get dogs like this in, I'll put on my page, you have to have experience. And then when I talk to you, you're going to have to tell me the experience you have. You know, people get offended by that. Oh, I love the Huskies. They're so cute. Yeah, but there's more than just cute, you know? And again, there's situations. One thing I always ask people, do you rent or do you own? If you rent, you make sure that you talk to your landlord. Make sure there are no restrictions. Make sure, you know, there's no weight restriction. There's so many, you know, people like, well, you know, Mary in apartment 5 has a dog and it's, you know, and it's a, I don't know, a pit bull. And, you know, that makes it okay, right? Nope, doesn't, because she could be breaking the law. You know, she could be breaking her lease. So cover your avenues as well, because, you know, a lot of times buildings change, rules change. You know, it's not the same thing as when Mary moved into apartment 5. So, you know, you have to do your due diligence, because you don't want to be in a situation where, oh, boy, I got to either get rid of this dog or I'm going to be evicted. That's why we end up seeing these dogs back on the street.
You know, maybe Google breeds and maybe Google types of pets and the exercise they need and the care they need, because some dogs need to be groomed. Other dogs need to be brushed and other dogs need to be. Anyway, there's so much that goes into having a pet. And also, I do want to talk about, too, make sure it's the right fit for your entire family, because there could be one person in the household who wants the pet, but three others that don't. Right. So you have to make sure it's right.
And if you have a cat and you're getting a dog, regardless of the size, I don't care if it's a husky or if it's a chihuahua or a lhasa or a shih tzu, whatever it may be. One of my big rules is every animal needs to come down to meet the dog. If you don't want to bring your other dog or your other cat, keep shopping, because I'm not going to give you a dog.
Because you could bring a dog home and you could run into a very
cat.
Yes. Yeah. It could be dangerous. Yeah.
Exactly. Or it may not get along. We don't like everybody we meet. Dogs are the same exact way. People don't realize that. You know, my dog loves all dogs. Really? Do you love all people? That's what I tell people. You know, and it's true. And they're like, that's a good thought. You know?
Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I need to take a moment and tell everybody that we caught Sherry on a day. She's fired up, ladies and gentlemen. She is. Don't mess with Sherry today. That's all I'm going to say. She is fired up with great information for pet owners and responsible pet owners and pet parents across our state. And again, if you are thinking of adoption, please make sure it's the right fit for you, your family, where you live, your home, your lifestyle. If you're an active family, maybe the Husky is a right fit for you. If you're not an active family, maybe a different breed. But again,
senior, small dog, whichever. Yep. And remember, I know we got to get close to the end here. June is License Your Dog Month. So let's make sure everybody pulls out their paperwork and make sure you get your dog licensed. It's a good time to check your animal's vaccines as well. It's a $75 fine. It's an $8 tag. Do the math, right?
I actually can't do the math, but I understand what you're saying. I get your point.
Okay. Well, it's cheaper to buy a license and get a
ticket. I'm just a DJ after all.
And there's so many. And this is the time of month. This is the time of year as well. You'll find a lot of rabies clinics. A lot of towns are doing them. So go online. I mean, there's so many, you know, different ways to make sure that you're, you know, inexpensive ways to get your dog up to date on its shots without having to spend an astronomical amount of money.
Listen,
and you don't want to get a ticket.
You don't want to get a ticket. And I was just going to say, responsible pet owners. You have me nervous today, Sherry. So I'm going to make sure I'm going to check everything that I'm doing.
Yep, I just did mine.
Listen, thank you so much for your passion. Obviously, you care so much about our animals here in the state of Connecticut. And I know that you can't speak speak for every town and every animal control officer, but I know you know a lot of them and I know you all talk, but I know you all have one thing in mind, and that is to keep our animals safe. And we do know when we're kinder to animals, we are kinder to people. There is that link. So thank you for all you do. And I hope everybody listening today, just really what you got out of it. If you are a responsible pet owner, we say thank you. And if you're not, you better check yourself, because eyes and ears are out there. So thank you for your time
Absolutely.
Today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Renee. Remember to adopt one till there's none.